Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at profoundly gifted students with Bob Davidson and Colleen Harson of the Davidson Academy for the Profoundly Gifted. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Marlene Lockhart, Chris Ferrari, and Dick Gamick. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's a great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
How will new energy technology make our lives better? Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, the topic today is the Davidson Academy for Profoundly Gifted Students, founded by Jan and Bob Davidson. Bob is with us this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you in the program, sir. And Colleen Harson is the director of the Academy. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thanks, Sam.
Very exciting times for the school because you're now in the process of getting accreditation. What does this mean?
Well, I'm going to let Colleen, who did all that work, explain that.
There's a significant team that did all of that work, but what that means is the Northwest Accreditation Commission recognizes our school as meeting and or exceeding the pillars of secondary education that have been established. And so in terms of addressing not just state standards, but a commitment to continuous improvement, which underlies all that we do, both at the Davidson Institute for Talent Development and the Davidson Academy of Nevada. So it means recognition of our coursework, of our methods, and of our students as they move on to full-time college opportunities in the future.
It must have been very difficult for the accreditation committee to make this kind of decision because this is such a unique and unusual school.
Yes.
Do you want to handle that one?
Well, again, I'm going to turn that over to Colleen.
it's an arduous process, certainly, but we respect the fact that there's a lot of thought that goes into it, so no one takes accreditation lightly. It should be earned, and so we're very proud to have achieved that this past year. It results in a 5-year plan for school improvement, and again, being a different type of school, what does that mean? We're not in a position where we have to focus on bringing up the lowest common denominator, often measured by test scores. What we need to focus on is how to better meet the individual needs of these students. All of the students have personalized learning plans that allow them to learn to the extent of their abilities, interests, and motivation. And so in order to perpetuate that, we need to make sure that our teachers are appropriately trained, refined and refreshed on a number of things, both in their areas of study as well as aspects of the social-emotional development of profoundly gifted students and things like that. So we do a lot of training. We do a lot of in-service work, and we also work as a team. So again, that's something different than often what an accreditation team will see, where you have a group of people that have roles that overlap in terms of being able to support one another and those kinds of things. So as they were looking at our materials and looking at how we do what we do, they were in agreement and understood that really focusing on teacher training and preparation and maintaining those personalized learning plans were going to be the best options for those students.
In a way, they almost learned from you, really.
In some ways, yes. And they had, when they came to visit us, they do a in-person visit and spend the day and meet parents and students and other stakeholders and look at our survey data and our curriculum and everything that you can imagine. They had mentioned that they really kind of had to readjust the lens through which they view the accreditation process, because what they were seeing was not usual, which didn't make it inappropriate in any way, but it's just unusual, as is the school. And we've tried to step outside the boundaries of age grade lockstep education, for example, so we don't have grade levels and those kinds of things.
One of the things that is a great concern in a school like this is you can't allow the curriculum to get stale.
No, nothing gets stale. The children keep us on our toes, for sure. And I will remark a little bit on the accreditation process to thank the team, actually, that did the work to accreditate us. They did accommodate themselves to our circumstances, and they understood our circumstances, so they did a good job.
You're about to have the largest graduating class of the kids from when the school was started. What are your thoughts on that? And as you expand, I mean, you've multiplied by a factor of four the number of students,
yeah,
and you're heading towards a pretty impressive goal there.
Yes, we were hoping to grow. We did. You're right. We're up 400% in 6 years, and our graduating classes up much more than that in terms of the smaller classes that we've previously had. Well, it makes us feel more like a school. We have a big graduation ceremony with 22 or 23 graduates, and they all did well. Many of them have been with us 3, 4, 5 years, and they're doing very well. We maintain a 50% national merit scholarship percentage of our graduates, which is the highest in the country. And
which is phenomenal.
Well, yeah, it is. It's about five times higher than any other school in the country. And, of course, that's because we have such wonderful students and great parents. And we have Colleen and her staff that make it work. So we're very fortunate. It's working out much better even than we ever expected.
In what ways?
Well, I think there was always some question of how one really does individual learning plans. I mean, it's good in theory, but reality sets in when all of a sudden all these children show up and you've assessed them 4 or 5 months earlier before they arrive, and now they're not in the same place. They've already learned much more, and they all have different interests and motivations, and so just to keep up with the individuals as opposed to a cookie cutter approach takes a lot of nimbleness on the part of the teachers and Colleen and the administration, and they've demonstrated they can do it.
All right, let's take a break. More on the Davidson Academy when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play for Monster Cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino, your places to play and win.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
For Monster Cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Your places to play and win.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Davidson and Colleen Harson from the Davidson Academy for Profoundly Gifted Students. Would you take a moment, for those that may not be familiar with the Academy, to explain what a profoundly gifted student is and why this school is so important?
Profoundly gifted student is a student who is truly at the extreme of the intellectual continuum. We look at that in terms of test scores, but also in terms of can they do what we're asking them to do, which is really what one might call a radical acceleration, or 2 to 3 years ahead of where they'd normally be working for their age. So we look at a number of factors, including letters of recommendation and testimonials from the parents, as well as the student's work to make that determination. There's not one single factor, but for the most part, it is that extreme of the intellectual continuum. So oftentimes these students are so far ahead of the game in terms of what's taught at an age grade level that they really run out of opportunities unless they're given additional opportunities to learn to the extent of their abilities. They also need to be motivated to learn. So ideally, they've still fostered that along the way rather than shut down for lack of stimulation. So what we try to do is work with them, let them soar in their areas of interest and expertise, but make sure that they're getting a broad education as well. So by removing the grade levels for these students, it really allows them to get what they need in all areas.
And one of the things that struck me from our original conversations, and this goes back many years now, was the emotional problems that kids like this have in a regular school situation, because they're bored to tears. They can become even suicidal, correct?
Oh, yeah. And about 20% drop out. Well, you can imagine anybody in any activity, whether it's sports or school or whatever, if they're asked to hold back, if they're asked to not do their best, if they're asked not to learn, they get very frustrated, especially if it's something they really want to do. And people want to do what they're good at. And these children are very, very good at learning. And to hold them back multiple grade levels is very, very difficult for them psychologically, emotionally. They get very frustrated, and that's why I think what creates the myth that some of this population is socially maladjusted. We have found that's not the case at all, as long as you don't damage them by shoving them down.
Let's talk about, you we talked about it briefly before. There are 22 I'm sorry, there are 33 kids who are going to be national merit finalists, or are currently national merit finalists. Out of the 33 in Washoe County, 11 are from your school. Mm-hmm. That's remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've maintained that 50%, not purposefully, but it is of interest to us. Certainly, we like to have our students showing up in ways that are beneficial for them. It's an honor to be considered as a national merit finalist. It also is often tied to scholarship opportunities. For example, the University of Nevada, Reno is a sponsor school through National Merit. So students that attend the University of Nevada, Reno as National Merit finalists do very well. Their tuition is often covered for them, sometimes even room and board and books as well. So there are other sponsor schools, and certainly there are other monies attached to National Merit, but that honor is something that's worthwhile, and it just adds one more opportunity for universities and colleges to seek out these students and prioritize them in the admissions process.
One of the things that you guys insisted on at the very beginning was that parents had to move with the kids to be able to attend. But the economy has struck everybody. You've come up with kind of a unique concept here in terms of host families. Would you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah. The school is a public school. It's free if you reside in the state of Nevada. And that's why families were moving from all over the United States to become residents of the state of Nevada so they could go to this free public school that met their needs. But with the job situation all over the country, especially Nevada, it made it difficult for some of the parents to do that. So we're experimenting. We're starting a pilot program this year. We have a couple students that are in residence. They actually pay tuition because they're not official. Their families are not officially residents of the state of Nevada. They are paying a tuition. We couldn't put them in a dorm with just two. It didn't pan out and didn't pencil out. So we found host families, and I believe it's working quite well so far. We look at it potentially as a transition program. If we have enough of these children that want to come in residence and the parents are willing to pay tuition, then we probably end up in a dorm situation of some sort down the line.
You know, it's very interesting because these kids are so profoundly gifted that they not only take classes from the academy, but they also are right next to UNR.
Right.
Have there been, I'm just kind of curious, any amusing situations where the kids have gone past the professors that are trying to teach them?
In some cases, yes. We have students that have needed to go the route of independent studies within a particular discipline, whether it be mathematics or even language in some cases, so that they have advanced to a level where they're working actively on research opportunities with professors at the university. So they're no longer in a class setting. They're actively contributing to the research. We also have had some of our students start to take graduate level courses. For example, we have a student this year who's in Spanish 761. He's tapped out all the Spanish options at the university. We also have students in 400 level mathematics courses before they're graduating from high school.
And we have one student that's graduating both UNR and the academy the same year.
Mm-hmm. You're applying to medical school.
I want to ask you, just about 15 seconds left. When you and Jan first started this, you obviously had thoughts of where it was going to go. What's the difference between that thought and where you are now?
Reality.
Is it a good reality?
It's a very good reality.
I think it's great for the state of Nevada, and thank you so much for all the money that you've contributed to this program, but also you and Jan's lives. It's just fantastic, and we really appreciate it, and we support you. Thank you so much for being here.
We'll be
right back on Nevada News Makers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada News Makers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
At the Sleep Number store, we hear it all the time. Well, we could sleep in the same bed, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 couples disagree on the firmness they want in a mattress.
I sleep on the couch.
With our bed, the Sleep Number setting represents the firmness that you like on your half of the mattress.
There's no debate because you can have it your way and I'll have it mine.
So we save a lot of marriages.
At the Sleep Better Together sale, save $400 to $800 on our newest, most innovative bed sets. Only at the Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99.
Now pay attention. They offer low rates on cash advances, low rates on title loans, low rates on check cashing, free money orders, and they pay three times more for your gold and silver than cashforgold.com. There's only one place that can do all that.
Check City. Faster, easier, and less expensive than you thought.
And they're open late.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Chris Ferrari, Principal with Ferrari Public Affairs, and Marlene Lockhart, well known here as our political analyst and business person. I want to talk to you as we're taping this on the 11th of October. Tonight is the next debate, presidential debate. It's all going to be about economics. Your thoughts on this and what might come out of it today?
It's rather interesting. I hope they're going to get into the unemployment. I hope they're going to get into ideas on what to do about the unemployment. I've been very simple during all the shows that we've talked on this. Get people back to work, and that's what's going to help this economy. I don't know what the two are going to say. The two main ones.
You have it narrowed down to two main ones. You're not counting Herman Cain and 999.
No. I'm counting the two main ones. I don't know what they're going to say. They've been kind of varied on their different debates and stuff, so we'll see what happens tonight.
You know, it was interesting, Chris. Yesterday, I was talking to a Republican consultant, and he was saying to me that he is slowly edging towards Romney. Mm-hmm. Is that the way you feel?
Yeah, that's tough to say. I think it's been a lackluster candidate field. I don't know if any of you saw Saturday Night Live over the weekend, but the questions directed at Romney were, are you excited for other people to get into the race? Are you going to... bribe Chris Christie to get into the race. I don't know if anybody's sparking that kind of excitement. Herman Cain, while some are counting him out at this point, very prominent Southern Nevada, and Sig Rogich has jumped on board, it appears, or is interested in him. And he had a double-digit bump, according to USA Today, in the most recent Gallup poll. So he certainly can't be underestimated, but how long he can last, we'll see.
One of the problems for Herman Cain is money.
Exactly, but I think that's why tonight is so important. And I think it's important for the three of them. Perry has to redeem himself. He's had such a poor showing in the past debate. Romney holds his own and stays above the fray. And now with the rise of Cain, he has an opportunity tonight to really soar past that and make it a Romney-Cain. And so Perry has a lot writing tonight, and so does Cain, in my view.
All right. I really hope they stay with the issues and get off this attacking each other, because that's not doing anything. Let's throw that in there.
President Reagan would be very supportive of you. There was a study came out, actually it was a panel that came out from CBRE Consulting in Atlanta, talking about Nevada's image. Helbo Smith writing about this in the RJ. Nevada's image remains an issue for business, and talking about the state's dismal graduation rate, lack of college preparedness, and one of the things that was said from Dan Klaich was, we know we're scaring away business because of our educational level in the community, especially the proficiency in math and science. Your thoughts on that?
Well, what's really a shame is Clark County experienced such a population explosion, and trying to keep up with that and trying to do everything, that their scores are dismal. Washoe County, on the other hand, has done a lot to improve, has done a lot to create things, has done a lot to build up. And when you separate them and take a look at the different scores, Northern Nevada is way ahead of Southern Nevada in this area of education. But it's considered as the whole state. So we all wind up carrying that. I don't know what the answer is, because they sure sunk a lot of money into Clark County on the educational system, and it hasn't improved.
But Dwight Jones appears to be a very dynamic leader, and the man for the times, it would appear, in Southern Nevada.
Well, you've got one of the biggest school districts in the United States.
So fifth largest.
He's going to need a little time to try to get something underway. I think what you point out, Sam, and what's pointed out by everybody is the very obvious. We have a real problem in education, and anybody from a state assembly candidate all the way to the U.S. Senate that's talking about, we need to improve education in Nevada. The question is how to do so. Is it more money? Is it better programs? Is it more flexibility in education? We work a lot with charter schools, and you've got folks like the Davidsons doing some very creative things, but it's going to take time to make some significant improvements, but it's absolutely critical. I don't think any of us can deny that.
Marlene?
I think it is paramount that the next session, that we really do make education a priority and not beat up on education. I think that contributed to this national perception of this state. Education was in the crosshairs, both at the K-12 and the university level. And I think the leaders in this state have to give it more respect, if not money, but reform dollars, take a look at how really to improve it and not beat up on education.
But is that helpful when the teachers union puts out a scorecard that goes out to the legislators?
I think it was the worst thing that imaginable that they possibly could have done. The teachers union has really contributed to, I think, hurting education in this state.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we'd be a little bit remiss here if we didn't throw in a plug for Heath Morrison, superintendent of Washoe County Schools. He doesn't let this put him down. If you ever watch him speak or anything else, he says, okay, this is what we're faced with, this is where we're going. He has shown that commitment, time put into it, dedication put into it. We've improved in this county from 50% graduation rate to up to a 70% graduation rate in 2 years under the guidance of Heath Morrison, just because of how dedicated he is. He only sleeps 3 hours a night. Not everybody can do that, but I think that he's a good example to follow that would really help. And absolutely, as far as the unions, yeah, this fighting, this heads on, heads up, doing this stuff, it isn't working. Let's work together.
For those listening on the radio, Dick was banging his fist. You get the last word, Chris.
I echo all these comments. I think Heath has made some remarkable strides, and those are very worth noting, and in such a short time period. So hopefully with the new superintendent of Clark County, he can make similar strides. In terms of the teachers' union, I think there's, they have a goal, and they're out to try to do what they perceive as their best. And I think that, some of the folks who got the lower grades in their report cards are folks that are absolute supporters of their cause. So I was very surprised, if nothing else, to see that kind of rating come out on those certain legislators.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
At Career College of Northern Nevada, we take pride in the tremendous amount of success our graduates attain.
I would choose a CCNN graduate.
I'd choose a CCNN graduate.
I would choose a CCNN graduate.
CCNN offers career training programs and associate degree programs to prepare you for a successful and fulfilling career.
The reason why I chose here is they're just so helpful. I mean, they called me back all the time to make sure, I got all the information I needed. They made sure that before I walked out that I was comfortable about my choice, and they didn't force me to go here or anything. They're really interested about my future.
You'll receive hands-on training that gives you the experience employers are looking for. Our goal is to ensure you can enter a career training program to help you achieve your educational and personal goals.
If they weren't interested in my money, they're interested in like I was going to be somewhere down the road. I mean, I got everything out of this and more.
If you'd like to begin a new career in Allied Health or any of CCNN's programs, and if you're ready to be our next success story, call now.
What? I'm going to be late. I can't be late.
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broken.
I'll be right there. No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
We guarantee the lowest prices in town, only at Glassboro.
You want relief and need to file bankruptcy. We have your options and answers. Let us get you out of the dark. Loud and loud. Good news in bad times.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we're going to check out mining in Virginia City with the president and CEO of Comstock Mining. See you on the next broadcast.